And our guest this morning is Shelley Roberts. She is the organizer of Shiverton, which is, well, the big event is coming this weekend to the town of Tiverton. Good morning, Shelley. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on to talk about what is going to be a very busy weekend around the town of Tiverton. Starting on Friday night, we're going to kick things off on Friday the 13th with a special party. What's going to be happening on Friday, Shelley?
Oh, I'm excited. So Friday the 13th is a community kickoff party, all ages. It is an alcohol-free event, and just in case anybody's wondering, I have a town-wide Halloween decorating contest. I'm hoping to increase community spirit and just get everybody out and enjoying the festivities of Halloween. So the winners of the town-wide GTA, Greater Tiverton Area-wide Halloween Decorating Contest will be announced at the Halloween kickoff party on Friday the 13th at the Whitney Crawford Center. The event is running from 7 until 10 p.m., and there will be games, and of course, there's a special DJ coming. Do you happen to know this DJ, JC?
Yes, it's me, and I promise I'll play Thriller.
Excellent, excellent. Hopefully somebody knows all the moves. I was hoping to learn them, but I just have not had time.
I know somebody out there has it memorized, and they've been waiting to do it in front of people. This is their moment coming up on Friday night.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. So we have Bailey from Now Playing in Kincardine. She's sponsoring the games that will be happening that evening for everyone to enjoy. And Boston Pizza has offered prizes. So they're sponsoring prizes for the event. And the community has really come together in helping this happen. There will be prizes for costumes and, of course, the games. And, I'm excited. I've invited out our friends from Community Living as well as the seniors' homes. It's unfortunate that we don't have a lot going on at this time of year, so I wanted to give them something they could enjoy as well.
All right, so that's the all-ages kickoff party. That's on Friday night, and then Saturday. Saturday gets really busy with a full day of activities around town. Tell us about Saturday.
Okay, on Saturday, we have a Halloween vendor village, which I'm really excited about. And that's happening at the Whitney Crawford Center from 11 until 4 p.m. And what's really cool is right next door in the old arena is a trunk or treat. So I'm not sure. Have you ever heard of a trunk or treat, JC?
I have not heard of a trunk or treat. How does that work?
Oh, it's really cool. So what happens is you park your vehicle backwards and you decorate your trunk. I invite everyone to take a look on Google. It is so adorable. I cannot wait to see what we have showcased at the Trunk or Treat this year. So what happens is it's a great opportunity for businesses, large and small, to promote themselves as well. So I invite anybody to contact me if they want to be a part of that. So what they do is they park their vehicle backwards, and the kids will be hopefully coming in their cute little costumes and trick-or-treating. Make sure you bring your bags with you. Trick-or-treating from vehicle to vehicle.
That sounds like a lot of fun for the kids. So that's just one of a few events that are going to be happening on Saturday. Where is that going to take place at the arena, that event?
So it's the old arena, the original, the OG original. So that's where I used to go roller skating when I was a kid. So at the same time that the trunk or treat is happening, and I would like to mention it is indoors. That's very important. So while that's happening, there's going to be Halloween carnival games, laser tag, touch the truck. There's the Rage Room happening with all the events. The Rage Room will be available, as well as, there's so many different things going on. You'll have to come down and check it out and see for yourself.
And Shelley, this is also going to be this is all for a good cause. In fact, there's a few different areas that are going to benefit from the Shiverton activities this weekend.
The charities for this year is the Rose Hope Foundation, which is domestic violence. And I hope that people will ask me more about that and learn about the Rose Hope Foundation, as well as our Huron Shore Hospice and Food Bank Drive. It's my goal to be able to donate 10 coffins worth of food to all of our surrounding food bank communities.
All right. So if you're planning to attend any of the Shiverton events this weekend, do include a non-perishable food item or a few to help support the local food banks. Is there a place where we can find more information on all of these Shiverton events, Shelley?
Yes, actually. And there is one more event I would like to mention, if I may.
Absolutely.
There is a GTA, Greater Tiverton Area-wide, haunted house tour. And that's on the evening of Saturday, the 14th. And tickets will be, or sorry, not tickets. You come to the Whitney Crawford Community Center and you pay your admittance fee. And then you'll be given a map. And then you would go on a self-guided walking tour, or weather permitting, it'll be walking, to the various locations in Tiverton that are done up with live actors for your special scaring entertainment.
All right. That's going to be a lot of fun. The Tour of Terror is part of the Shiverton weekend of events this weekend. Of course, we're going to post links to everything on our website, along with a copy of this interview at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Shelley, is there anything else that we should know about all of the fun happening with Shiverton this weekend?
Yes, if there's anybody who would like to participate in any way, whether it be to volunteer, whether it be to be in the trunk or treat, or what have you, please reach out because we would love to have you.
All right. You can look for the Shiverton main page on Facebook. We'll post the links as well at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Shelley Roberts, organizer of Shiverton, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I can't wait to enjoy that dance with you on Friday night.